Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nicole Alvarez, and we are at Coachella, obviously. And this is Ave and Chino from the Deftones. Hey. Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hey there.
So, most every year, people get super excited about the Coachella lineup, like who's going to play. It dropped, super excited. Nobody expected to see the Deftones. That was an extra level of excitement. So, what brought you to this magical desert?
We were asked. I guess that's the quickest, easiest answer I got for you.
I don't think
we
expected it either, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously this has been going on for many, many, many years. And, I mean, it was honestly the first time we were asked to do it. In the beginning, we weren't quite sure if we were or not. And it was kind of last minute that we kind of just pulled the trigger. Why not?
How are you? And here you are. A lot of artists get put on the bill for Coachella, and this is their, oh my God, I've made it moment. So for nostalgia's sake, do you remember what was your, oh my God, I think we've made it moment?
You know, it's weird with our career. It's such a slow build. I mean, you know, it still feels like we're still like building for some crazy reason after 30 years. I've never like felt like one day just I woke up and went like, wow, because it's been so gradual. But when I do look back in retrospect, I mean, it's like crazy. Him and I talk about it all the time. We've known each other since the seventh grade. And so, you know, like when we were just little kids skateboarding behind the school, getting in trouble.
Tiny trouble.
Yeah. Tiny trouble, I'm sure.
Yeah, just, but like, you know, it's crazy to think back that we're here now and still doing it after all these years.
You were talking about, I want to know a little more about this, about it feeling like you're still building. What is this itch that you have to scratch? Like, what is it that you see that you haven't quite gotten to yet?
I don't know if there's an end goal. I mean, really, I think just to, I think the consistency and always trying to expand a little bit, like musically is, I mean, first of all, like, you know, when we make records and, you know, trying to see what else we can do, you know what I mean? And obviously just to be inspired. I mean, the fact that we've been making music, like I said, since we were kids, and you would think at some point we would like run out of ideas or whatever, but it's weird. We get together and we just start making sounds and everybody gets excited and like, you know, so that's a great
I think thing. Time is a trip because it's been like, you know, we started in 1988, man, you know, like had a record deal in the early 90s and stuff. But I mean, just the fact that there's been a lot of growing in that time, you know, there's been many, many ups and downs. There's been great highs and you know, really, really, really sunken deep lows too. You
the
know,
cycle
as,
of life.
As is life, you
the
know,
cycle of life.
But it's kind of a trip. So here we are, just kind of chipping away. We go home, we take breaks now, and it's not this constant grind anymore. We've sort of passed.
You get to manage the rhythm a little better.
Yeah, and we can actually manage it now too, rather than it controlling us so much. You know, and that, I think we're better for that. Obviously, just rested and ready to go, and more. Nice.
So a lot of artists will play Coachella, and tonight will be that show they'll never forget. Do you guys have that one show individually that you'll never forget, for whether it's a good one or a bad one?
Oh, there's some bad ones.
tell me about a bad one.
Man, I mean,
what makes a bad show? Is it like a bad mood or technical difficulties or what
combo clothing? Of all, yeah, yeah.
All of it.
But I mean, you know, a technical, I feel like I've learned a lot, but there were days when like a technical difficulty would throw me like for a loop. And then it's like, you know, once something happens and then instead of moving forward, you're just like thinking about what you just messed up or what just messed up, and then you continue to mess up because you're still thinking about what happened.
And you can't instead get of just present. Moving
in the moment, yes, mm-hmm. and you can't just like catch a rhythm. So that's happened over time. I mean, you know, it's all learning experience. I feel like, you know, we're a little bit more like even keeled these days where
growth,
you know, things happen and you just kind of shrug your shoulders and
it is
moving,
what it is.
Keep it moving.
It is what it is.
It is.
Remember that time with Madonna, though?
What?
We were assigned to
Seriously?
Maverick early on. You know,
keep going.
And we were playing at somewhere in Hollywood, that theater.
Las Palmas Theater.
Las Palmas Theater. And like, we're, you know, we're playing. We're like, all right. And then I get the word, oh, Madonna's coming down. We're like, oh, shit. M's coming. So, and we played, we had the worst. It was just an awful show. Technically, sound.
Yeah, but we had already signed, though, with Maverick like a week before. So we were like, that's it. We're done.
We're going to get dropped. She's going to hate us. And
like, whatever.
When she it's so dumb. What do you think about it? But we were like, oh, man, we're done. We're never going to. We'll never work in this town again.
Yeah, you got in your head.
Yep.
That's what happened. So you've had a really long relationship with K-Rock. We've, I think, been there the whole time, which is really nice. So we know. We consider the Deftones family at K-Rock. I want to know about the Deftones now and what you're doing, because from what I understand, we should be getting new music, and it would be lovely to know a little tidbit, maybe an exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really talked much about it. We just sort of been working on and off over the last year and a half, like from when we started writing to basically where we're sitting right now is we have a whole record recorded all musically. And it's pretty much my job right now to finish up the vocals. And I have, obviously, this show again next week. Mm-hmm. And then straight after that, I go back home to Oregon and I go in the studio. So as long as that, you know, as long as that takes, I hate to like put like a, you know, like a definite kind of time frame. Because I just, you know, we're not really in a rush. We want it to be great. I think that's most important. But it is coming. It's really good. We're really excited with what we've been working on. And everybody's jazzed.
It's coming out on April 1st, I think.
So, did you do anything on this new record that might have surprised you or might surprise fans? Are there any firsts?
That's a big question. I feel like it's you know, overall it's just kind of it's an invigorated kind of sound. I mean, we went in and everybody, like kind of what I was saying earlier, it's like after all these years you go in and it's like we haven't written a record since, what was it, like pre-COVID, I think, when we were last in the studio. So it'd been a while since we had actually, I mean, we've been playing shows, but we hadn't really got into like start, you know, being creative. The creative part to me is always kind of the funnest part of being in this band. Performing's great, but like coming up with something out of nothing, that feeling is like cannot be topped. And it's so when you get in the room with your friends, you guys we're laughing, we're having fun, and then someone does something and then I react to it or they react to what I'm doing, or, you know, goes in a circle, and then all of a sudden we lift our heads up and there's something that exists that didn't exist before we walked in that room. That's
amazing.
Just great.
That's got to be an amazing feeling. Okay, before we wrap things up, if you could go back to 1988, the both of you, as these versions of yourself and tell your younger versions one bit of advice that would be useful, what would it be?
Eat your veggies. Well, I already was. Don't do
the bad things.
Live
isn't
life.
That part of the...
Live life.
Yeah.
You know, of course.
Part
live.
Of the ride.
Part sure. of the ride.
Fully. Yes.
Be patient. You know, breathe.
Breathe.
Take it in. Enjoy the ride.
Okay. And you?
I'm backing what he says.
Okay. I asked a bunch of bands that question, and they all say either they would tell themselves not to be a dick or to just slow down. Everything's going to work out, which I like very much.
I mean, it's easier said than done if you knew that everything was going to work out, right?
Yeah.
But you really don't. But I like to don't be a dick. Because,
don't be a dick, yeah.
Because, yeah, I think back sometimes, and I'm like, wow. Like, you know.
So all this can get
to your
head.
I'm glad there wasn't any... You know, there wasn't many social medias back
thank
then.
Thank God for those of us that grew up doing bad things.
Right.
Thank God. Well, thank you, Abe and Chino. I'm Nicole Alvarez with the Deftones, and we're live at Coachella.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.